Here's Shane McElhattan to tell us once more what it says in Friday's papers.
In the week when the government outlined its multi-billion spending plans to make the state's energy and water networks fit for purpose, the lead in today's Irish Times is a stark reminder of what's at stake in terms of keeping Ireland in the forward plans of big foreign investors. Arthur Beasley reports that Amazon has scrapped plans for a large industrial plant in North Dublin because it could not secure an electricity supply for the €300 million project. The plant would have employed 500 people, according to the report. It would have built server racks for data centres that drive AI technology. The report says the IDA saw the project as a good way for the state to take advantage of the next wave of AI technology. The report says Amazon pulled out when ESB Networks said there was no scope to connect the plant to the power network within the company's timeframe. On the government's central preoccupation, the papers report on relatively good news in terms of housing completions. The Irish Independent reports there were over 9,000 completions between April and June. That's a 35% increase on the same period last year. The Irish Examiner has an important caveat, however, quoting Deloitte chief economist Kate English, warning that there is practically zero possibility of reaching overall housing targets of 41,000 units for the year. GAA shirts are all over the papers this morning, but the Irish Daily Star and Sun's front pages are a study in the jarring contrast. The shirts of Kerry and Donegal in the excited previews of Sunday's All-Ireland final take second place to colours that won't be at Croke Park. Devastating is the Irish Daily Mirror's single word headline over photographs of Vanessa White, photographed with her children, James and Sarah. They were shot to death at their home in Maguiresbridge on Wednesday. All the photographs across all the papers are of the three standing proudly together, clad in club and county colours of Clare and Fermanagh. Vanessa lived for her kids is the Sun's headline. Amid reports that across the papers that the much anticipated ceasefire talks on Gaza have broken down, any doubts about where Bob Geldof stands on the crisis were dispelled by last night's interview on Primetime. The Mirror quotes the interview across two pages. The paper quotes him, and you heard him on the bulletin, "For the people of Israel to allow this to happen in their names is a despicable disgrace." He called on the EU and the rest of the world to collectively park their ships outside Gaza and go in and take care of these panicked and exhausted women and their dying children. The Irish Daily Mail leads with what it calls a damning report on the Irish prison service. The paper quotes a review from inspectors at the human rights watchdog at the Council of Europe, the Committee for the Prevention of Torture and Inhuman or Degrading Treatment, or CPT for short. The CPT's visit in 2024 was to check on progress made since its last visits in 2014 and 2019. The paper quotes the review concluding the Irish prison service is being stretched to its limits, with overcrowding, high levels of prisoner-to-prisoner violence, and the deaths of some prisoners that the CPT said might have been preventable. The report says the violence and the overcrowding are turning prisons into human warehouses, according to the Mail. Education Minister Helen McEntee's take on that hardy annual, the length of Irish school holidays, gets quoted in several papers. Speaking during a school visit in Clondalkin, County Dublin, the Irish Daily Mail says she acknowledged that the holidays were a challenge for parents in need of childcare, but she also said, "Our teachers work hard. Our schools are very active throughout the year. I think the time that's taken throughout the summer gives everybody a chance to take a break." Back to the All-Ireland final previews. Darren Olan and Keith Kelly in The Independent point out one significant change that's taken place in recent years in the jerseys the players pull on for their counties. When the two teams met in 2014, the shirt sponsorships were local commercial affairs, Kerry Group versus Donegal Creameries. On Sunday, Donegal's shirt will feature the name of French communications giant Circuit, while Kerry Group, now one of our own multinationals, has a turnover double the French company's. Finally, all the papers carry tributes to Hulk Hogan, who died yesterday at his home in Florida at the age of 71. The Mail's headline is, "His real name was Terry. His parents hoped he'd be an accountant. Life had other plans."